You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Rotations. Hello and welcome to Rotations. And this is Marissa, and we're going to be doing a show about punk and metal. And I'm from the Do and Time Show, 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on the dial. And my show goes from 4 to 5, and it's about lived experience of prison and Aboriginal deaths in custody. And thanks for the shout-out from the show before about the Do and Time Show. Joining me in the studio as well is Brendan, who does a lot of beautiful work with training. Hi, Brendan.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
And also, and Rob.
Hey.
And Rob has also been involved with the Do and Time Show as well. That's approximately 2:02. Oh, no, I thought it was starting at 4 o'clock.
It's not the doing time show.
No.
You got in early. That's good.
Definitely. And we're going to be playing lots and lots of punk and metal music. And I know I wanted to give out a cheerio to Vivian Pelchick from Perth, who is also going to be listening, and also to Leslie, Brendan's mum.
Oh, hi, well. Mum. I hope you're listening. I know it's not your sort of music. But
so we've got a lot of music to get through, so we'll be discussing what punk and metal is throughout the show. But before we do any of that, let's start off playing a song from Outright. And we've been to see Outright, haven't we, Rob?
Yes, we've seen Outright quite a few times out here in Melbourne.
How would you see Outright?
What do you mean by that?
Like, what I mean is, like, You like, they're a good women's band, aren't they?
Yeah.
Be bashful. What do you mean?
Yeah, they're a pretty good punk band, definitely, with positive lyrics and such like that. There it is, fronted by a woman, which you don't see a lot these days. They're a bit of
I put them first. And also, of course, there are lots and lots of punk and metal bands that are gender diverse as well. So I respect that too. But without any further ado, we're going to be playing a song now called Tide Through Time from the LP Keep You Warm. And then after that, may as well play two in a row. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
Troubled from the album Avalanche, and that's an earlier album. So here we go. Start a pit. We'll be right back. you're back with Rotations. And in case people have just tuned in, this is 3CR Community Radio and this is Rotations with Marissa, Rob and Brendan. And also I just wanted to say that there is a language warning also as well, and a content warning that there could be audio images of sexual abuse and domestic violence. So you just heard two songs by Outright, Tied Through Time from the LP Keep You Warm, and also Outright Troubled from the album Avalanche, an earlier album. And I've had the pleasure of seeing this band quite a few times, and they do a lot of...
No, actually, Marissa, we just heard the first song, and we haven't played the second one yet.
I thought we had played it. Oh, my goodness. No, it's not continuous music anymore.
So this is a bonus.
That is a bonus. We'll play the next one.
This is going to be off the album of Avalanche, which is actually one of their earlier albums.
At least I got you talking.
But we'll let the ladies speak for themselves.
That was
we'll go right into the track.
That was a ploy on my part.
The music's awakened me.
Yeah, that's right. It's not continuous anymore. And maybe better not mention the word ladies either.
We got to work a bit more around here.
We were just speaking off air about the fact that it can be quite misogynist and sexist out there. And I was just trying to say that it's really good that there's gender diverse and also, women's bands as well. Having said that, though, I mean, Outright has actually got quite a lot of allies. Allies in the male allies as well.
Yeah, actually, I think it's safe to say that here in Melbourne, that since they are from here, and I think that Outright is actually one of the first well-known punk rock band of a female fronted.
Absolutely. So we've just heard Tired Through Time from the LP Keep You Warm, and we're now going to be playing Troubled from the album Avalanche, earlier from an earlier LP, I should say.
Come to argue, little girl.
Listening to Rotations, 3CR Community Radio with Marissa, Brendan and Rob, in case people have just tuned in. And go ahead, Rob, do you want to announce?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and go into two songs onto this album by the band Vicious Circle, also local here in Melbourne. This is personally one of my favorite albums called Only the Brave, because it's really a nice blend of punk and metal. Both the first song's going to be Some Scars, and also the second one's going to be Marissa's personal favorite song, Police Brutality.
Actually, yeah, that's right.
That's right, it's your favorite song.
No, I'm asleep.
It's because you got in too early.
That's right.
Got to catch your breath after that last song, eh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you also to Yelena, who is the singer from Outright, who contributed these songs and allowed me to download them and put them on, singing a lot about really, really amazing issues. And now for Vicious Circle, two in a row.
Yeah.
listening to Rotations. It's approximately 2:19, and Robert is just about to introduce my favorite Aboriginal band, and there'll be three songs in a row.
Yeah, a lot of people are not familiar with this particular Aboriginal band. It's called Southeast Desert Metal. If AFL's listening, they definitely should be playing the grand final, in my opinion. We're going to be hearing three songs from them.
It would make a nice change, wouldn't it?
I'm sorry, I just had to do that call out real quick. I mean, they should be playing grand final. When you check out, when you hear this music here, you'll hear what I'm saying. And
so, what are the songs? The names?
They only got two albums yet at this point. The first song is going to be off the Break the Silence LP, also same title as well. Then we'll do Eagle, which is by their first album. And then their same title, Southeast Desert Metal. And then we'll go back to their second album for Spirit Woman.
Just to this day. slavery is back.
Welcome to a place where private business profit from a captive labour force, yet pennies are spent on medical services to a population in which the Indigenous, the poor and the mentally ill are overrepresented. Where isolation, humiliation and degradation are facts of life. Welcome to prison.
It depends who's telling the story, I suppose. The prisoners would have one view. The people who work in the prison system would have another. And I think it's up to people to decide where the truth is.
Give government propaganda and the media spin doctors the flick. And check out Doin' Time for news, views and tunes on prison issues from Guantanamo Bay to Christmas Island to prisons and detention centres everywhere. Every Monday at 4 p.m. on your community radio, 3CR.
We are still fired up and we're still talking about revolution.
DigiTube, people, place, language. Connecting stories, culture and language across Australia. Contribute your content in digitube.com.au. Sign up for a free account and select your options for streaming, download and broadcast promotion.
A 3CR supporter.
Hi, we're from Braver College and you're listening to 3CR Community Radio.
On 8:55 a.m.
And you've just, in case people have just tuned in, this is 3CR Community Radio, and you're with Rotations. Just a quick announcement in regards to the Desert Metal Songs. This particular Aboriginal band is from, I believe, the Northern Territory. Alice Springs, was it? Or maybe not. I do need to check out exactly where. But we've been to see them in Ballarat and all over Melbourne. Our next song is from an album called Lunar Falls, and the name of the song is Catacombs, and it's a beautiful solo metal band. It's got elements of atmospheric black metal with folk and acoustic elements, and I'll be playing that next. Check it out.
Storms and stars to come so far, seeking comfort in the dream. Behind your eyes, sacrifice stars to die to survive. Thank you.
these powers of darkness, the demons of hell.
You're listening to Rotations, 3CR Community Radio. Now, we're having some very interesting conversations, but first of all, Rob, did you want to back announce?
Yeah, the last song that we heard was called The Demon Calling off the album Demon Calling from the band Witch Grinder, which is a really good band that I like for people like me who's really into horror films. and who likes the heavier dark music there. I believe that me and Marisa here actually last saw Witch Grinder many years ago before the COVID years when they played over at St. Kilda and they managed to set off the fire alarm accidentally.
How did they do that?
Oh, pyro. Bit of pyro. Okay.
That was awesome.
The demons love fire.
So it was only the alarm. It wasn't the sprinkler system as well.
No sprinkler systems managed for that. But that would have been much appreciated. It got pretty hot in the pit.
So the demon was calling.
Yeah. What sort of genre do you call that music?
I would say horror-themed lyrics of industrial dark metal, but not necessarily blackened metal, where it's like heavy metal with black metal influence, but more like just dark heavy metal. Heavy metal is a term that's been around since the 80s, which really is just another way of saying heavy rock.
Because,
you know, you got your soft rock, hard rock, and heavy rock.
How do all these genres come about? There's so many. In this style of music.
I think a lot of it just came from the people that just kind of created the styles there. I remember back when black metal was just emerging there, and there was a band called Venom, and they did a song called Black Metal. And they're like, oh, so you're heavy metal? And they're like, nah, we're not heavy metal. That's for girls. We're black metal. Like hardcore. They kind of stuck with them.
And now we have girls fronting such bands.
Like Outright.
Yeah, that's right.
yeah, definitely there. Yeah.
So people just kind of, they cherry pick, or the music kind of evolves. Things, genres join together, and then someone has to come up with a new name for it.
Well, different genres, and people want to categorize music.
Yeah.
You know, some bands are just, you know, like Witch Grinder is just Witch Grinder, but if people want to try to describe their music, then they're going to throw in like what kind of influences of their music and what kind of style of lyrics they have. Some people will write a good story. Some people want to have like lyrics based off of horror films. Some might want to be mental health, kind of stuff like that. Like you have Slayer, which is pretty common in the black metal. They've always wanted to be the fastest, the darkest kind of band out there, the most outrageous. But they got songs about history. They got anti-war song. They even have an anti-abortion song that they'd done before. So some of the songs could be really out there.
I really miss Slayer, actually. It's approximately 2:46, and
it's exactly 2:46.
Oh, it's two. I suppose it is. I wasn't sure that the braille wasn't coming through right.
And we're going to go into another song called "More Mortem," black metal band here, the local, off their LP "Nihilistic Advance of the Black Skies That We Drink."
We'll be right back.
You are listening to Rotations, 3CR Community Radio. And that was a song from the band Mar Mortem, from an album called Nihilistic Advance, and it was called Of the Black Sky We Drink. We're actually nearing the end of the show. Thank you so much to Brendan and Rob. And Rob, we've made some amazing discoveries, the three of us, along the way, haven't we?
Yes.
It's been a journey. Well, metal and punk are journeys.
I actually hope my mum has been listening to this today.
Absolutely. Hi, Leslie. Hi, Vivian. And hi, Rob, from Monday Breakfast. You're missing in action. I've been trying to call you. You were meant to join us. So it's 2:53, and Rob, did you by the way, but before I ask Rob to back announce the last song, because we're going to be saying goodbye before we hear this song, please listen back if you want to the website at /rotations on the 3CR website, and you'll be able to find all the songs in full, isn't it, Brendan?
That's right. You'll be able to listen to this whole show back again, and we'll list the songs and the artists if you want to look them up and explore them a bit more. So it's 3cr.org.au/rotations.
Lovely. It's been wonderful working with the two of you, and I hope you enjoyed the show. So, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say goodbye for me, and I'm going to leave you out with this song here. The last song here is not from within Australia, but definitely a friend of Australia. You could say they're from the motherland, England. Band is Black Sabbath off the album Dehumanizer. This is Computer God. This song, I just want to note, is definitely not AI friendly.
And
it's not Ozzy singing, it's Ronnie James Dio with Vinny Aspin on the drum kit.
And it's goodbye from all of us, from Marissa, Brendan and Rob, and stay safe and take care of each other and go find a pit.